The listing agreement. A listing agreement is an employment contract sellers use to employ a real estate broker or brokerage firm to find a buyer for their property. Brokers agree to use their best efforts and abilities to find a purchaser. While some states, including Texas, allow oral listings, good business practices require that listings be in writing. A listing is a contract and must conform to all of the requirements of contract law. Listing agreements have provisions that describe the rights and duties of the agent and the principal to avoid misunderstandings. The parties to the listing agreement are the seller and the broker. A sponsored license holder of the broker may sign the agreement, but does so on behalf of the broker. The broker actually owns the listing, even if the sales agent procured it. All listings are taken in the broker's name and become the broker's property. Suppose a sales agent leaves their sponsoring broker. In that case, they also leave or lose any listing agreements procured under that broker. Requirements of a valid listing agreement include the signatures of all of the owners and the listing agent, a legal description of the property, including the street address, the list price of the property as set by the seller, a definite starting, commencement, and ending, termination date, the agreement to pay stated amount of compensation to the broker, usually a percentage of the sales price. A complete listing package helps agents avoid misunderstandings with their buyers and sellers regarding the critical elements of a transaction. Types of listing agreements. The four major types of listing agreements are open listing, exclusive agency, exclusive right to sell, and net listing. Open listing. The open listing gives the seller the right to list the property with multiple competing brokers and to sell the property personally without liability for payment of compensation. Some sellers believe an open listing better serves their interest, believing that listing with several brokers produces more prospects than a single listing company. Real estate brokers recommend against open listings for several reasons. First, the owner may be subject to compensation claims by more than one broker. It is not always possible to easily determine who was responsible for the sale, and controversy over this point may lead to expensive litigation. Secondly, brokers are concerned that because compensation is paid to the broker who first finds the buyer, an open listing does not protect the broker who diligently advertises the property. In fact, who was the procuring cause of the sale? The open listing has resulted in many lawsuits between brokers, each claiming compensation. These actions are known as procuring cause lawsuits. Because the property may be sold without notice by others, brokers are unwilling to spend time and effort on a property for which they have no compensation protection. Lastly, some argue that brokers are incentivized to close the sale quickly and at a lower than market price under an open listing. If this occurs, a broker could be accused of failing to protect the client's, seller's, best interests. Therefore, agent loyalty is a significant issue when listing property using an open listing. Exclusive agency. In an exclusive agency listing, the seller agrees to list the property with only one broker during the listing term, with the provision that the seller can sell the property on their own without owing compensation to the broker. Perhaps the broker's biggest risk in an exclusive agency listing is that the seller will not fully cooperate with the broker's efforts if the seller thinks they have a prospect to sell to and avoid paying a fee. Texas Realtors does not have an exclusive agency listing agreement in full, and most brokers do not prefer such an agreement. Instead, Texas Realtors publishes an addendum that creates exclusive agency when completed and attached to an exclusive right to sell agreement, allowing the seller to sell the property on their own to avoid compensating the broker. Builders often list their properties with a broker under an exclusive agency agreement to expose them through multiple listing services. Builders still maintain the right to sell the property without paying the broker a fee. The broker is only entitled to a fee if the buyer comes from the efforts of the broker or cooperating broker. Exclusive right to sell. Real estate brokers recommend this listing, which grants an exclusive right to sell the property during the listing term. The broker receives compensation even if the owner sells the property. It is worth noting that most brokers prefer the exclusive right to sell listing agreement because it affords the broker the greatest degree of protection in earning compensation during the listing term, provided the broker performs as promised by executing a sales contract through to closing and funding. Under an exclusive right to sell, brokers are more willing to spend advertising dollars and their sales efforts to secure a buyer. If the property is listed at market value, this type of listing probably serves the interest of both parties. Under this plan, the broker has sufficient time to test the market, design an advertising sales campaign, and market the property under the best possible terms. Another benefit of the exclusive right to sell listing agreement is that it helps avoid procuring cause lawsuits because the listing broker is the only one with the right to sell the property. NETLISTINGS. Under a net listing, the seller establishes a minimum net amount for their proceeds at closing. The real estate broker's compensation is the difference between the minimum net established by the seller and the actual seller's net. The seller could receive less than they would typically receive. Depending on the details of the transaction, the broker could earn more than the seller, or, perhaps, nothing at all. Many states outlaw these listings because of the potential ethical and legal issues. In states where the practice is still legal, net listings are discouraged and subject to considerable scrutiny. While net listings are legal in Texas, TREC has recognized the potential for abuse and has passed two specific rules regarding this type of listing. A broker should only take net listings when the principal insists and when the principal appears to be familiar with the current market values of real property. When a broker accepts a listing, the broker enters into a fiduciary relationship with the broker's principal. The broker is obligated to make diligent efforts to obtain the best price possible for the principal. The use of a net listing places an upper limit on the principal's expectancy. It puts the broker's interest above the principal's interest in obtaining the best possible price. Net listings should be qualified to assure the principal of not less than their desired price, and to limit the broker to a specified maximum rate of compensation. A real estate license holder is obligated to advise a property owner as to the license holder's opinion of the market value of a property when negotiating a listing or offering to purchase the property for the license holder's own account as a result of contact made while acting as a real estate agent. Multiple listing services. The exclusive right to sell and exclusive agency listing agreements usually call for the broker to place the listing into one or more multiple listing services, MLS. In the multiple listing service, member firms share their listings. Sharing listings increases the inventory of properties for sale among member brokers. Agents also use the shared information to prepare a comparative market analysis, CMA. The agent uses sales information from the MLS data to show a seller the market value of the property. The agent bases this analysis on recently sold properties most similar to the seller's. If possible, the agent should use data from sales that have closed within the last 6 months. The more recent the sales data, the better. The CMA will show currently listed properties similar to the subject property. The listing agent will also choose expired properties like the subject property if that data is available. A rule of thumb is locating three each of the following listing types: recently sold, recently listed, and recently expired. The selected properties should be similar to the subject property the agent desires to list. Appraisers also have access to the MLS when preparing appraisal reports. Benefits of seller agency. Marketing is the most obvious benefit of seller agency. Buyers know that the vast majority of real estate for sale is offered through licensed real estate brokers. Modern multiple listing service systems have given local real estate markets a truly global reach. Property owners can list a property with a good agent and know it is getting far better exposure than if the owner attempted to sell without a broker's assistance. Negotiations are easier when a property is listed with an agent. Many buyers are reluctant to contact and negotiate a purchase with a seller. Likewise, sellers benefit because the agent stands between the potential buyer and seller. The seller can consider a negotiating strategy with input from the agent without the pressure from direct negotiation with a buyer. Legal and financial details of the transaction are better facilitated when using a trained real estate professional. Sellers are generally not well versed in the ins and outs of mortgage qualifying and the completion of contracts. The seller's agent ensures that, as much as possible, the buyer has the intent and the financial means to complete the purchase. Time is a valuable commodity. Sellers must deal with lookers who are not qualified and who waste the seller's time. Many sellers have listed their properties after dealing with no-shows at appointments and buyers who are not qualified to purchase. Safety is another major consideration. Sellers of property who would never dream of picking up a hitchhiker along the road seem to have no problem listing their houses on Craigslist and inviting anybody who responds inside.